the prophetic messengers of God. This is one of the high callings of God, prophets and prophetesses. In the Old and New Testament eras, God anointed them to prophesy, preach. Malachi 3:1, Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. The Spirit of God moved upon the prophet Malachi. He prophesied about the coming of John the Baptist, the messenger of God, coming to prepare the hearts of his people before the coming of the Messiah, and to make announcement of his coming. The prophet continues, Malachi 4:5-6, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. The Old Testament declared that during the era that Malachi prophesied, God had already translated Elijah. God took him to heaven. He did not die. 2 Kings 2:11, And it came to pass, as they still went on, and talked, that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Malachi, the prophet, proclaimed that the messenger of God would be symbolic in spirit and power as the prophet Elijah, who was John the Baptist. Elijah had already served his generations, and the prophecy at that time was yet a future event. However, John the Baptist was a martyr. Let us notice the fulfilling of that prophecy of the prophet Malachi. St. Mark 1:2-3, As it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. At that time, John was fulfilling the prophecies of Malachi and Isaiah. Isaiah wrote, Isaiah 40:3, The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. He was that voice preaching in the wilderness of Judea. St. Mark 1:4, John did baptize in the wilderness, and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. That was the fulfilling of the prophet's message concerning the turning of the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers through repentance. In the New Testament era, God also anointed us with his Holy Spirit. He gave us the position of angels, and has given us words of reconciliation. We are ministers sent by Jesus Christ. Acts 6:15, And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. However, they hated Stephen and stoned him because of the truth. He rebuked and condemned them. He was a martyr because he told them the truth. Acts 7:51, Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Verse 59, And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. The Spirit of God will save those who repent, and restore humanity to their heavenly Father. Ultimately, they will become children of God. The Lord revealed the blessedness of being a messenger of God. I learned that God did not send false prophets, who tell lies and teach people what they desire to do. They are deceiving unbelievers with an evil spirit. Isaiah 30:10, which say to the seers, See not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. I praise God for counting me faithful. He anointed me and led me by the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ to write, preach, and teach the gospel for the salvation of the souls of humanity. John was a true prophet. He did not prophesy deceit. St. Matthew 3:7, But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? To be a messenger for Jesus Christ, we must be prepared for extreme suffering for the word of God. That is why there are only a few true messengers of Jesus Christ. The price is tremendously high, and so is the reward for life eternal. St. Mark 1:6, And John was clothed with camel's hair, and with a girdle of a skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey. Now we can understand the extreme suffering of John the Baptist. God ordained for his habitation to be in the wilderness. He gave up the comfort of being home. Even his clothing was camel's hair. He baptized believers when they repented, yet his food was locust and wild honey, because the precise location that God appointed him to live was the wilderness. St. Luke 1:80, and the child grew, and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of his shewing unto Israel. That child that Luke was speaking of was John the Baptist. As he matured physically, he increased spiritually. His only environment was the wilderness even from a child. It was through extreme suffering in the wilderness, that the Spirit of God prepared him to be a messenger for him. God is looking for a body for his spirit to dwell in and possess, so that he or she may be one of his messengers. However, we must first repent of our sins and God will purge us from our iniquities. Isaiah saw a vision of God in his holy estate, and it brought him to conviction of his sins. Isaiah 6:5, then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. If you can discern that you are a sinner, you have a good chance of coming to repentance. Verses 6-7, Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. The fire, which was the live coal, purged the heart of Isaiah from his sins. God will also purge us from our sins through the fiery sufferings in our lives, preparing us at our will to be a messenger for him. In verse 8, Isaiah made his commitment to the will of God. Isaiah said, Also I heard the voice of the Lord, saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. After the Lord prepared Isaiah, he sent him as his messenger. Verse 9, And he said, Go, and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. God gave Isaiah a message to prophesy to Israel, although they had ears but would not hear and eyes but refused to see. However, God gave him a message to prophesy until he came to fulfill his words. Even as it is this day, God is giving me these messages to prophesy until he says, Well done. Jesus said, St. John 10:2, But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Many self-appointed ministers today proclaim to be pastors. However, if they do not enter into the door, which symbolizes Jesus, they are not shepherds sent forth by him to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, verse 9, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. The only way that any minister can feed a generation of spiritually hungry hearts is through a personal experience with Jesus. Isaiah experienced the holiness of God, and thus became a messenger for him. When the scrupulous judgment of God was irresistible, God sent his prophet as a messenger. Isaiah 38:1, In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet the son of Amoz came unto him, and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die, and not live. God sent the prophet Isaiah to warn Hezekiah of his death. He told him to straighten up his life, because God was no longer going to let him live. Verse 2, Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall, and prayed unto the Lord. We notice that Hezekiah believed the message the Lord sent him, he turned his heart toward God and prayed for mercy. Verse 3, And said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Hezekiah came to full repentance of his sins. He begged God to remember those days that he lived a godly life with a perfect heart. Wherefore, the Lord remembered him because of his repentance to believe his messenger. Verses 4-5, Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go, and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. If humanity would listen to the messengers of God today, they would have solace and peace in their lives. However, humanity must repent and believe the gospel for their salvation. God will add years to their lives, even as he added 15 years to King Hezekiah's life. Hezekiah knew that God had power to destroy him for departing from him. Prior to God healing him, he prayed to the Lord. Verses 11 to 12, I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord, in the land of the living, I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. He will cut me off with pining sickness, from day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. We should realize that our lives are in the hand of God. The only way we can survive, literally or spiritually, is by God's power of life. We all, as King Hezekiah, must acknowledge that if he withdraws his spirit of protection, Satan will invade humanity with incurable diseases. There are diseases in which doctors cannot help. If God does not intervene with divine healing, death will come prematurely with incurable sicknesses. God was merciful to Hezekiah because he repented, and he was no longer sick. Verse 21, For Isaiah had said, Let them take a lump of figs, and lay it for a plaister upon the boil, and he shall recover. Isaiah 33:24, And the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick, the people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Let us look in the book of Chronicles chapter 21, to read about the wicked reign of King Jehoram. He did not believe nor fear God like King Hezekiah. God sent him a letter from Elijah the prophet, prophesying of his death by a disease in his bowels. 2 Chronicles 21:5-6, Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to reign. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, like as did the house of Ahab, for he had the daughter of Ahab to wife, and he wrought that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord. Verse 12, And there came a writing to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, Verse 15, Thou shalt have great sickness by disease of thy bowels, until thy bowels fall out by reason of the sickness day by day. Although the prophet admonished King Jehoram, he did not take heed to the messenger and repent, as King Hezekiah, but rather continued his presumptuous disobedient ways. Verses 18-19, And after all this the Lord smote him in his bowels with an incurable disease. And it came to pass, that in process of time, after the end of 2 years, his bowels fell out by reason of his sickness, so he died of sore diseases. The scrupulous judgment of God was right and precise as he spoke through his messenger. Currently, God is confirming the word of his messengers. Isaiah 44:26, confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers. Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. John proclaimed, Revelation 10:11, And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples, and nations, and tongues, and kings. The New Testament doctrine for healing is, James 5:14-15, Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. The prayer of faith will do a twofold healing, heal the souls and bodies of believers who repent in the appropriate time. King Solomon, the preacher, proclaimed, Ecclesiastes 3:1-3, To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, and a time to heal. Conclusion, through divine guidance, physicians can be instruments of God to help humanity live longer. St. Luke 5:31. Jesus said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Jesus Christ is our physician to heal us from the sickness of sin. Apostle Paul stipulated that Luke was a believer and a physician. Colossians 4:14, Luke, the beloved physician, greet you.